This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the Everett Silvertips taking a big showdown Wednesday night in the Dub game as they inch closer to sewing up the top seed in the Western Conference and the best record in the WHL. More on that. University of Saskatchewan Huskies and their WHL alumni-laden roster set to compete for a National U Sports Championship in Ottawa this after claiming the Canada West title. Former Spokane Chief Brandon Côté, the Huskies head coach, he'll be our guest. Well, Saskatoon Blades forward Hunter Lang has been on a roll. He's the Tempo WHL Player of the Week as the Blades inserted themselves back in the race for an East Division title. Hunter Lang will join us. And a legend returns to Brandon, one of the all-time leading scorers in WHL history. Brian Propp set to be inducted into the Brandon Wheat Kings Hall of Fame this weekend. He'll be our guest. First up, the Everett Silvertips have all but sewn up the U.S. division title and the number one seed in the West. This after a post-trade deadline push from behind by the Spokane Chiefs. It was Wednesday night in the Dub, and the Silvertips took care of business on the road to the final seconds on the Silvertips broadcast with Casey Bryant.
2 seconds and one. The Everett Silvertips win it in regulation in Spokane. The magic number for the Western Conference is down to one. And the Tips enter enemy territory, and they take Wednesday night in the Dub.
Silvertips also in a battle with Medicine Hat and Calgary for the best regular season record across the WHL. That could be decided as early as this weekend.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Hey, the University of Saskatchewan Huskies with a WHL alumni-laden roster are headed to Ottawa as the Canada West Men's Hockey Champions. And to join us and to tell us more about it, it is Brandon Côté, the head coach of the U of S Huskies, former Spokane Chief. He's on the line with us from Saskatoon. First of all, Brandon, congratulations. Off to Nationals.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate you having me on.
Let's talk about it. You had to play Mount Royal in a best of three this past weekend. It would go the distance in a series where every WHL team had at least one alumni on the roster. That's pretty special. That was a hard-fought series.
It was. It was a very hard-fought series. They have a great team over there. They've done a really good job with their program over the last however many years. And it was being a WHL guy, it was really great to see all the teams represented. And it showed. I mean, it was high level hockey. It was a fantastic atmosphere in our arena. And both teams played hard. It could have went either way. We're lucky enough to be able to find a way to come on top.
Yeah, you'll head into Ottawa, hopefully as one of the higher seeds in that U-Sports National Championship. And I know, you know, you're flying the school's flag for sure, U of S, but also there has to be a sense that, you know, you're representing the WHL as well as you go into battle in this tournament.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we've got the vast majority of our guys are Western Hockey League guys, and you know, the Western Hockey League has always been well represented. So, you know, we've got a very, very high level team, and a lot of the top Canada West teams do. And they've all typically been Western Hockey League guys. So, you know, we're real proud of that. And we're going to go out there and represent Western Canada, Western Hockey League and Canada West well.
Yeah, because winning Canada West is hard enough. Like, there's powerhouse programs, and then, you know, some programs have really come to the forefront in the last number of years to kind of expand sort of the contenders. It's a battle right now, it seems.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the top five teams the last few years have just, it's been like splitting hairs. So, you know, I think when I got here, it had been up until 2 years ago where it was either U of S or U of A who had won Canada West. And then the last couple of years, it's been U of C and UBC. And then, you know, Mount Royal's been in that mix too with us in U of A. So it's really, really competitive. You see a team like even McEwen taking some steps. Manitoba was much improved this year. So the parity in the league is so good. And it's great for the league. And the competitiveness in the playoffs, us against UBC, the defending champions here, was a battle, and then having to play Mount Royal right after that, it wasn't easy. So it's one of those things where it's really an accomplishment to have that Canada West title, but at the same time, we're still focused on potentially getting over that hump and getting a national championship here.
Our guest is Brandon Côté, head coach of the University of Saskatchewan men's hockey team, a former, we mentioned, Spokane Chief, and he was on the bench with the Swift Current Broncos as well. Drop some names for us here. Who have been some key contributors on your run so far?
Well, guys like, Chance Petruick didn't spend a lot of time in the Western League, but he was a high scoring guy in Junior A with the York Terriers. He's been he scored 20 goals for us this year. Vince Loschiavo is a fifth-year guy who played in a number of different spots in the Western League. At the end, played in Edmonton, had some really good years, scored a lot of goals. So he was a big contributor, scored some real timely goals. In the series, Roddy Ross, he was the goaltender of the year this year. He had a 30-save shutout in Game 3, so he was fantastic. And guys like Ethan Renne, who I had when I was coaching at Swift Current, he was a captain and got traded to Everett. He started in Mount Royal and then took a year off to come back to Saskatchewan. And we were lucky to get him. And he was a really big factor all over the ice and scored some real timely goals for us and did everything for us in this last series.
You know, we mentioned you coached in the WHL and you also played in the Western Hockey League. So you got some deep roots here. You had 5 years in Spokane. Like, that must have been a real sort of formative bunch of years for year, not only, you know, personally, but hockey-wise as well, as you now continue in the game.
I had such a great experience in Spokane, and I'm biased, but I believe it's definitely an upper echelon team in the league. It always has been, and will continue to be for sure. So I've got a lot of great relationships with that organization. My time in Spokane as a young guy coming from Saskatchewan to the United States, it was a great learning opportunity for me, and we had a lot of good teams, a lot of good years there. So I hold that close to my heart, and I always have great memories there. It really fueled me when I was done playing pro to want to continue to stay in the game and coach. And I had the opportunity to coach in Prince Albert with Mark Hapscheid and Dave Manson for a year, a couple of years before they won. So got to sort of see that program develop. And then in Swift Current, right after they won, it was some lean years when I was there, but you know, we saw a lot of those players develop into really good players, and now with, you know, their team is going pretty good too. So all of that stuff has really sort of led me to the path that I'm on, and all those experiences have helped me to become sort of the coach I am at this point, and we'll continue to progress as we go.
Brandon, you know, I think we're in a situation now where you look at when you win a WHL title, how hard that is with all the travel and just the landmass you carry on, and then you go to a Memorial Cup and you try to win. It's so hard to win a WHL title. Sometimes it's like you can exhale a little bit, and I'm not sure if that's the same thing in Canada West, where you venture from Winnipeg to Vancouver and you fly and it's a grind and there's a series and battles, and now you got to say, hey, you're not done. You got the U Sports Championship in Ottawa. So what's left there for the Huskies?
Yeah, I know it's a tricky situation. I mean, we're going to handle it. We're used to having a little bit of rest in between at times with the college schedule. But, you know, when you have the bye week, it's always it's never a perfect science. So, but in this situation, you know, we needed to just really enjoy what we accomplished here in the last couple of days. Let the guys reset, refocus, get rehydrated and get some treatment and whatnot on some of the guys that are a bit banged up. And then we're going to get back at it today, and we're going to practice for a few days here and dial it in again. And then, it's going to be a bit of a long week, just going out there early in the week on Tuesday. Wednesday we'll practice. Thursday or Friday we'll play, depending on our schedule. And then it's quick. It's a quarterfinal, semifinal, final. So it's basically three game sevens in a row that you got to win. So you got to be dialed in and you have to be detailed, and everything's sort of got to go right for you to come out on top. But we're looking forward to the challenge.
All right. Well, we'll be watching, representing the University of Saskatchewan, Canada West, and a lot of the WHL as well. So congratulations on the journey so far, and good luck here one last time as you try to reel in a national title.
Thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a big weekend for Saskatoon Blades forward Hunter Lang. Lang, acquired at the deadline from the Prince George Cougars, scored 4 goals and added an assist in a pair of games. He's the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. Les Lazarek sat down with him.
We are at Westoba Place in Brandon as it's a back-to-back for the Saskatoon Blades, taking on the Brandon Wheat Kings after winning last night 6-3 in Regina over the Pats and moving into first place in the WHL's East Division. It is time for the Blades Inside Edge, and I'm joined by the latest WHL Player of the Week, Hunter Lang. First of all, Hunter, congratulations on that. What does being recognized by the entire league mean to you?
Yeah, it's obviously something pretty cool for me to get acknowledged by the league, but I think the bigger picture here is getting first place and, you know, my teammates helping me. It's not just me. It's, you know, my line mates and everybody pulling the rope.
You managed to get it back into first place. I mean, everybody has been overlooking you guys all season long, yet here you are. Dan DeSilva called you guys the pesky Blades, and you are pesky. I mean, you're hanging around, and here you are right in the midst of it. How badly do you guys want that first place in the division and second seed come playoff time?
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone obviously wants to get that first place, but I think for us it's a little chip on our shoulder. Everyone thinking that we're not going to get first place after, you know, being 5 points away from it on Friday and now to be in first place. Something that we're going to keep going here, and it's going to be huge to, you know, get home ice advantage in the first round because there's so many good teams. So we're going to have a big one tonight because it's a big game for sure.
From your perspective, why is it that you guys have all of a sudden flipped the switch and won three straight games like this?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it helps with both our goalies playing super well. You know, guards and Big Mac both played unbelievable. I think we're just playing fast, we're playing up, and, you know, I think we're really dialed in our defensive zone, so I think that's helping a lot.
Individually for you, 5 goals in your previous 3 games. You had 2 assists last night, so you've got 8 points going on a 4-game point streak coming into the game against the Wheat Kings. The goals, though, that you scored against Prince Albert were huge, considering that you outscored them on the weekend just on your own, which is kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I didn't really think about that, but, you know, we got the 4 points on the weekend. That's really all I care about is, you know, pulling my rope and helping the team win. So, yeah, I'm just going to try and keep it going, and it helps playing with Coop and Louis. You know, they're great players, so all I have to do really is, you know, get to net and put it in net because they're great players.
So that's the role then for you? You're the shooter, they're the passers, and the guys who get you the puck, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I think, you know, we can all do all of it, but I think especially just seeing them, they pass the puck so much that I kind of want to be that shooting thread, and, you know, everyone in the room wants to be a shooter. So, yeah, I think it's just all clicking for us, and, yeah, hopefully they keep going in.
Go back to January 7th and 8th at the time that the trade was made with Prince George. The fact that you got dealt, how surprised were you that all of a sudden you were no longer a Prince George Cougar, a team that prior to the season had all kinds of aspirations of winning a title?
Yeah, it was definitely a surprise. You know, I found out right after a hockey game against Vancouver, and, you know, it was a shock for sure at first. But, you know, once I heard it was Saskatoon, I knew I'd have a great opportunity and to come here to, you know, a young team that's still pushing for playoffs in the division. So I've kind of just taken every opportunity I've gotten from the coaches and went with it.
And, of course, there's family involved here, being with Saskatoon, close by with Harris. I mean, it was fun the other night on the post-game show up in the backstage lounge where we had you on, and there's all those folks from Harris, including Grandma and Grandpa, I believe, were there, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, no, it's super nice to have them, you know, to go to dinners and see, you know, my cousins play hockey at a young age. It's really cool, and they're enjoying every moment for sure.
All right, well, it's been working out so far for you. Player of the Week in the Western Hockey League, teams on a roll. Can't beat the combination. Hunter, thanks for this. Wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you so much.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It is a big event in Brandon. The Black and Gold Gala will induct Wheat Kings legend Brian Propp. The Wheat King from 1976 to 79 still holds several WHL records. Most goals, assists, and points from a left winger. 94 goals in the 78-79 season ranks him third all-time for goals in a single year. 194 points, also third all-time, and his 511 career points, the fifth highest total in WHL history. He's the guest of honor for the Brandon Wheat Kings Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Rob Mann asking Propp about his 3 seasons in Brandon with the Wheat Kings in the late 70s.
Well, I was really young and immature. Like, I grew up in Saskatchewan, like a little town of 300 people. My dad was a Lutheran minister. I had 2 brothers and 2 sisters. We were all 13 months apart. And so I just followed along. But thankfully, Doug McCollum was a good coach, and we had Brad McCrimmon and Ray Allison and other leaders at the same time as me. And so I learned from that. But Brad was a great leader because he was a talkative, and he knew how to lead by example. And we worked really hard, and we took care of us. And, you know, we fortunate to have such a good team and teammates like Derlego and Loshman and Hanlon and Semenko, like you name it. We had tough teams.
Tough teams, hardworking teams, and that hard work paid off. There is still a memento of your time in Brandon on the dressing room wall of the renovated room at West Toba Place. What was that season like, that 58-5-9 record?
Well, it was our last year before we got drafted. And so a couple of us were thinking about going to the World Hockey Association with Ray Allison and Brad McCrimmon, but we decided not to stay here. But, but it was special, but you know, like my 3 years, like really, I only lost 12 games my first year, 8 games my last, and 5 the last. I mean, you're so used to winning all the time that you get used to it. But it helped me when I went to the Flyers because I played with the good teams there and I always made the playoffs. And so that was very special.
For those of our listeners who don't yet know, at the Black and Gold Gala, you'll be inducted into the Brandon Wheat Kings Hall of Fame. What does that mean to you?
Well, that means a lot because, so many years, like, they had great players, but they just started it last year. And so I really like the two guys that started, and I'm just happy to be noticed this year because it's just really special for me. I know that there's a lot of other people that are going to be waiting be next year, like Bill Derlego or Ray Allison or plays like that. So I'm hoping that they will induct me, them too.
Now, I've got to indulge myself a little bit here as far as your junior career is concerned, because before I worked with the Brandon Wheat Kings, I actually worked in the SJHL where you got your first junior season. What do you remember about playing with the Melville Millionaires?
Well, I can tell people I was a millionaire once because I didn't make that much money when I played in the NHL. And so I still have to work for everything that I have. But but I grew up in Newdorf, 20 minutes from Melville. And I was 15, and I had a good coach, like Jerry James was a good coach, and good players, Tupiner and Dean and goalies. And so I was very fortunate just to when I was playing with good players and good coaching at the start with my career. And so I just learned from that. But Melville was special because I was only 15. I couldn't drive, and so I had to my parents had to drive me every once in a while, and and I got caught once, and I got a ticket, and so the cops didn't even let me off. But my mom argued a little later, but we got out of it.
Now, whether we're talking the SJHL, the WHL, the NHL, you scored a lot of goals. And one thing fans of the Wheat Kings might remember is you had a pretty unique celebration. For those who aren't familiar with the guffaw, what was the story behind that?
So the guffaw means a hearty laughter. So like every time I scored a goal in the NHL, I did the guffaw. And I got it from Howie Mandel. He did his shows in Atlantic City in New Jersey every year, and so like I got to see him a couple of times, and I really liked what he did, and so I decided to copy him, and so like he didn't mind. So I've talked with him after that. Last year I was at dinner with him in Atlantic City, and had a chance to talk with him, but he didn't mind that I trademarked that because it's it means a lot to me, and it was just fun and exciting.
Just one more thing, coming back to Brandon for this Legends event, you're almost going to be playing in front of what I would describe as a hometown crowd. Do you come in with the mindset that it's going to be fun, but I am playing to win?
Well, of course. So we're all competitive. You know, Brian Trache is another coach, and then Bill Smith will be there, Bill Neckeros, and of course, Jeff Edgers, and like some other celebrities. They're going to be playing some hockey. But, you know, we're picking the teams, and so like hopefully I'll we'll make it competitive, and it's more about fun, and the sponsors will enjoy it too. So it's raising a little money for Brandon that we have too.
Well, Brian, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down and chat with me today. We are really looking forward to having you back in Brandon, so thank you so much for doing this.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say a big thanks to Les Lazarek in Saskatoon, as well as Rob Mann in Brandon. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate that. I'm John Keane, and we'll talk to you next weekend.